Extractivism. Many communities in both Abya Yala and Turtle Island are affected by the harmful effects of natural resource extraction. Resource extraction refers to the processes of physical removal of materials such as minerals, metals, oil, gas, coal, and fine earths through excavation, drilling, or other methods from natural terrain. Resource extraction does not have to be large scale, such as open pit mining, to be harmful. Even one single fracking well, fracturing rock formations and injecting hundreds of chemicals into the earth, or artisanal gold mining with the use of mercury to separate the precious metal from its ore, can cause significant damage to local ecosystems and resident populations. In Abya Yala, in fact, people often insist on calling natural resources common goods, as they are goods that the community has on their territory which belong to all, and should therefore be shared or used for the benefit of all. Whilst communities themselves might extract natural products, such as firewood or fruit from their forests, the term extractivism is used to describe a kind of extraction of materials that is not for the use or benefit of local people, but for exportation, with profits often going to wealthy economic elites or transnational corporations. Women across the Americas are often in the front lines, confronting extractivism and emphasizing the diversity of life and possible forms of social organization. Many have insisted that mountains, forests, and waters cannot be seen simply as dead materials that can be taken. Instead, they are living systems that need care and protection. It is often women who continue to use rivers and water and land systems as sources of food and medicine. However, in Turtle Island, we have seen that increasingly national laws are operationalized in ways that penalize and criminalize women for traditional practices, as their territories have become bracketed for conservation purposes, for example. Colonialism is not history or in the past. Some of the most harmful forms of violence related to extractivism may involve no direct or physical violence. In fact, much of the violence that accompanies extractive endeavors is embedded in clerical, administrative, or juridical practices that then produce processes of dispossession, which are experienced as violence by the affected communities. Historical and new legal mechanisms together ensure that Indigenous people cannot continue their cultural practices on their territories and have no access to alternative food systems. Both in Turtle Island and Abya Yala, there are now Indigenous peoples who are not allowed to access their territories to collect berries or hunt for their own survival. Through the ring fencing of land for extractive activities, they have come under constant surveillance from police and other armed actors. Large-scale and intensive extractive activities generate intricate environmental and socioeconomic effects that result in conflicts over diverging cosmologies, territorial rights, land use, environmental contamination or degradation, extractive licenses, militarization, securitization, violence, and population changes. Natural resource extraction always involves the generation of new social and territorial relations. In the Americas, we can see patterns of exclusion, pockets of wealth and violence associated with extractive sites. These patterns present highly gendered and often racialized characteristics. Historic, unequal power relations have morphed into a system of global trade in which contemporary actors find themselves in destructive relationships with distant communities, the earth, and the non-human world. To disentangle ourselves from these relationships, we must enter into dialogue with those who live on threatened territories and hear about their life projects and cosmovisions.